The cigarette scene. Picture in your head two hands. Of course, to these two hands are attached two arms that are attached to a body. But the body is more or less irrelevant in this case. What is most important are the two hands. One of them is holding a cigarette between two fingers. The cigarette is lit. Smoke rises and drifts from the cigarette. The other hand is holding nothing. This hand is open. The fingers are softly spread out. The palm of the hand is facing the lit cigarette. Then suddenly you see that the two hands are moving towards each other, endlessly slow. It is hard to detect if the pace of the cigarette burning is the same pace as the hands moving. The only thing you are sure about is that they are moving. Dear sister and members of the staff, thank you for coming. I am glad that you embarked on this little quest to find my letter. I'm glad that you are here, and that you took your time to come by, and that you are still taking your time. Please do for a little while more. Before I begin, I want to tell you that underneath where you're sitting there is a box, and you are very welcome to pick it out and look through it. In there is a small envelope for you. This is my letter. This is the form in which it exists. Because to be honest, I often lack words, and especially the written ones. So this is my solution. I am a mover and a shapeshifter. I am not practiced with the static, permanent form, at least not for now. At the same time, it has also been very hard for me to pin down exactly what I wish and hope for with this project, as it for me holds so many possibilities in itself. But I know that what I will bring mostly through movement and touch and exploration with the body. But that is perhaps how everything is delivered anyway, even if it is not that obvious. But in that case, I want to make people aware how much they can influence the world around them and the world inside of them through and with movement, not necessarily using words. I wish and I hope to create, together with you and the students and the teachers, an environment where they feel safe and where they trust. Where they trust enough themselves and everything around them to go beyond their feeling of comfort in order to discover things they were not aware of yet. Therefore, I hope to create an environment where exploration and playfulness is most present, to make it obvious that in these two disciplines there are no right or wrongs. Because I believe that if you trust yourself enough, then you trust what you might call errors and mistakes are a necessity in order to grow and to learn. I also hope to make it a practice to be aware of how much there is actually going on around you and inside of you when you are being still. Before I move on with the end of my letter, my unwritten letter, I have a thought that I want to share with you, because I think it's worth considering. I once saw this in a TV, a television. It was 5 years ago, which is even more disturbing. It is that somewhere in this world, there is a factory that every day produces thousands of rolling pins. And a rolling pin is what you use in the kitchen when you want to make a pizza dough or a pie and you want to make the dough flat. And I saw this program 5 years ago, as I just said, and I cannot comprehend how many rolling pins there must exist in the world now. But okay, then for my end, I want to read up out loud a text from a man who is very good with words. His name is Antonin Artaud, and in 1927 he wrote, I think that he called Manifesto for a Theater That Failed. In the age of confusion in which we live, an age filled with blasphemies and with the phosphorescent glams of an infinitive denial, an age in which all values, artistic as well as moral, seem to be dissolving into an abyss that nothing in any previous age of the mind can give an idea of. I was foolish enough to think that I could create a theater, that I could at least initiate this attempt to revive the universally despised value of the theater. But the stupidity of some and the bad faith and base vulgarity of others have dissuaded me from it forever. Of this attempt, the manifesto that follows is all that remains. On January 19, 27, the actor will present its first productions. Its founders have the keenest awareness of the kind of despair the launching of such a theater implies, and it is not without a sort of remorse that they have made this decision. Let there be no mistake, their theater is not a business, as everyone suspects, but it is an attempt on which a certain number of minds are staking their all. We do not believe, we can no longer believe, that there is something in the world that can be called a theater. We see no reality to which such an appellation might be applied. A terrible confusion weighs on our lives. No one would think of denying that, from the spiritual point of view, we live in a critical period. We believe in all the threats of the invisible, and it is against the invisible itself that we are struggling. We are totally dedicated to unearthing certain secrets, and what we want to bring to light is precisely the mass of desires, dreams, illusions, and beliefs that are given rise to this lie which no one any longer believes in, and which is known derisively, it would seem, as theater. We want to revive certain images, but images that are not evident and tangible, images that are not tainted with an eternal disillusionment. We are creating a theater, not in order to put on plays, but so that all that is obscure, hidden, and unrevealed in the mind will be manifested in the kind of material objective projection. We do not, as it has been done before, as has always been characteristic of the theater, we do not seek to give the illusion of what is not, but on the contrary, to present to the eye certain tableaux, certain indestructible, undeniable images that will speak directly to the mind. The objects, the props, even the scenery will appear on the stage, will have to be understood in an immediate sense, without transposition. They will have to be taken not for what they represent, but for what they really are. In mise en scène, probably speaking, the movements of the actors must be regarded solely as the visible signs of an invisible secret language. There will not be a single theatrical gesture that will not carry behind it all of the fatality of life and the mysterious encounters of dreams. Whatever in life has a prophetic divinatory meaning, whatever corresponds to a presentiment or proceeds from a fertile era of the mind, will sooner or later appear upon our stage. Obviously, our undertaking is all the more dangerous because it is highly ambitious. But it is important that people grasp the idea that we are not afraid of the nothingness. There is no empty space in nature which we do not believe that at one time or another the human mind can fill. It is clear what a terrible task we have undertaken. We aim to do no less than return to the sources, human or inhuman, of the theater and raise it from the dead. All that partakes of the obscurity and the magnetic fascination of dreams, those dark strata of consciousness, which are all that concerns us in the mind. We want to see all this radiate and triumph on the stage, even if it means destroying ourselves and exposing ourselves to the ridicule of a colossal failure. Nor are we afraid of the kind of commitment our effort represents. We conceive of the theater as an authentic performance of magic. We do not address ourselves to the eyes or to the direct emotion of the soul. What we are trying to create is a certain psychological emotion in which the inmost motives of the heart will be laid bare. We do not think that life should be represented in itself, or that it is worthwhile to pursue this direction. Toward this ideal theater, we ourselves are groping blindly. We know in part what we want to do and how we could do it on a material level, but we have faith in an accident, a miracle, which will reveal all that we still do not know, and which will impart all its profound higher life to this poor matter that we insist on needing. Regardless of the degree of success of our performances, those who attend them will understand that they are participating in a mystical experiment by which an important part of the domain of the mind and consciousness may be definitely saved or lost. Antonin Artaud, 1927. Yes. This is how I end my letter. And I know that I am under no obligation to make sense to you. So if none of this does, please take with you that I am very honored to be part of this, and I am very excited. I trust it a lot.